Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Before I bring Lisa Newell on, I just want to—I got the coolest little text in from somebody who, you know, we talked about the Weber Skate World put up the new outdoor skating rink. That's amazing. It's a world-class facility. It's almost done, sealed with epoxy, painted these wild, crazy neon colors. I love it. Somebody texted me and said they heard us talking about this, and her nephew is on the team. And if we wanted to interview him, like, yes, obviously, yes, that's fantastic. I love it. I love how everybody's connected in this community. Like, I love that about this place. It's amazing. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us every Thursday to preview the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Well, if you live in Tiger Point, you know that you've been following this whole episode with the Tiger Point West course, which has been closed ever since Hurricane Ivan. And there's been a lot of talk about what to do with that property because it's a beautiful property. It used to be one of the most sought-after places to play golf. But we were talking recently to Commissioner Colton Wright, and he had expressed a desire to take this one parcel and develop it or keep – I'm sorry, not develop it, but purchase it for the county for conservation, drainage, and everything else. However, the appraisal for that property came in very significantly different than they expected. So it is now, there's now a proposal by the owners of the property, which includes Scott Zepp, the owner of the Tiger Point, the Point restaurant, to put 66 townhomes on that parcel.
Oh, that's different
so
use.
According
okay.
to, yeah, that's a little bit different. But according to Commissioner Wright, he doesn't support upzoning that.
Okay.
It is zoned right now for residential, but not for
high density. Okay.
So we will see what happens to them. They may have to go back to the drawing board.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's
so
that's a massive change in proposed use. Okay. Fair enough. We had a story, the ongoing saga of Dr. Elaine Sharp, right?
Yes. We have been trying to get in touch with her and we have not been successful. We did notice there was a new sign in front of her building called New Beginnings. But also the FDLE says that there have been 12 of her patients have OD'd on narcotics, and that there would be more charges pending. So even though she may change the name of her building, on her building, and we did also do a search on that, and we didn't see where that name was registered to her. So I don't know what that really indicates, but she is probably, there's probably going to be more happening there.
Wow. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that slice of that story and thought, man, you know, it's one thing to just kind of, you know, talk about somebody overprescribing, but then when you start to connect that to actual human outcomes, it's awful to imagine. We also had, and you know, these stories always bother me. We had somebody arrested for possession of child pornography.
Yes, a man who lives right behind the school, 52-year-old Aaron D. Decker. Yeah, he was arrested. He was sharing child pornography on a site, and he was arrested. So we will find out what's happened to him. He is currently in jail.
Okay. Meanwhile, in Tiger Point, back Tiger Point for a second, there's a Tiger Point Place property up for sale now?
We just recently mentioned that there was a new development coming, a shopping center that was going to be built in the Tiger Point area. They went ahead and cleared all of the acreage for it. And now it is, they changed their minds, and now it is up for sale.
Huh.
So that property has been clear cut under the current land development code rules, and it is also now sitting vacant.
So they took out the trees because they were going to do a thing. They decided not to do the thing, and now we just got empty land. Well, I mean, I'm sure it'll get snapped up. I mean, you know, I have to assume. Garcon Point, the toll bridge is being used more. Is that right?
Yeah, we decided to look into it, and they said that the ridership is up 19% since they have reduced the tolls.
Oh.
And we talked to one person.
I'm sorry, that's a surprisingly low number to me. Like, I would have thought it'd be more than that if you cut the toll almost in half. But okay, go ahead. You're going to say.
Yeah, 19% is still a pretty big jump. But, you know, of course, remember how important that bridge was whenever we didn't have the Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
That was the main connection for us. But it has jumped up. And, of course, we also asked the question of Senator Brockson, why do we even have a toll if it's owned by the state?
Yeah.
And he said that there is, you know, he's asked, actually, the governor to reduce the toll even further or to eliminate it. And he has, you know, so he's hoping to get that done. And, you know, he's been successful with some other things, so we hope that will be in the future. But,
yeah,
we have talked to people who said they go across the bridge, they carry a trailer, and they were paying $10 each way, and now they're paying $4.20 each way. So it's half. Less than half.
I think I might give the senator a call because I have an idea about this from a sort of a business perspective, marketing perspective. I think the thing that they should do is they should eliminate the toll for, I don't know, 3 months and see if they can cultivate users and then reapply the toll and see what they get. Because I think, you know, I always figured if they cut the price in half, they would more than double the revenue, because I figured the number of people who were wanting to use it was higher, but sounds like there's really not all that many people wanting to use it. And maybe, you know, at free, you'd find out what's your max, right? So I don't know, just interesting. Hang on for just a second, Lisa. Let's get traffic on the fives here from Candy.
Not showing any problems in Gulf Breeze. 98 looking accident free, not showing any issues there. An accident at Pine Forest and 9 Mile, but it looks like that has been cleared and maybe moved off to the side. We see a roadblock downtown at Leonard and Northeast Street. So use caution there and caution wherever you are. 437-1620. You can text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News. School starts 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, right? Right around 2 weeks?
Yes. 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today.
Already. That's just always catches me by surprise. So I don't know.
Absolutely. So, you know, you got to get those school supplies purchased to get everything done before school starts. Get your last vacation in. If you want to go see Legally Blonde, it is so funny. We went to see it last week, and it is at the Pensacola Little Theater. Get your tickets today because that thing is going to sell out. It was absolutely a riot.
Support so your local arts. Yeah, no, for sure. You've got GPAC swim meet results also in the paper?
Yes, Raider, Pensacola Aquatic. I just learned this. I always call it GPAC, so I didn't know what that meant. But,
nice.
Yeah, we have the results. A lot of swimmers very happy this morning to see the results of the tournament in there.
Oh, that's
congratulations
very cool
to all of them as well.
Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday to give us a preview of the paper and remind us of all the great stuff that is in the newspaper. Lisa, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for covering Gulf Breeze and joining us today. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. 818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you know, you're trying to decide what to do, and especially if you're in that I'm not sure what to do phase. You know, maybe you want to sell, but you're not sure. Or maybe you rent right now and you're thinking about buying, but you're not sure. Call Christina Leavenworth. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic. And I know what you might think is you hear me talking about her all the time and you think, oh my God, she must be so busy. 230 homes sold last year. I don't want to bother her. It's not. I know because, like, I could just about quote her. Last week she was on Pep Talk with Tammy Martin, and she'll be on again today. And she literally said, it's not a bother. I love talking to people, especially if they're not sure what to do, because I feel like in that situation I can help them with my expertise and figure out what is best for them. And maybe it's not best for them to buy, or maybe it's not best for them to sell. And she's like, if they don't hire me as, you know, a realtor, that's fine. I just love talking about real estate and talking with people. Maybe they come to me in 4 years. Maybe we never do a deal. That's fine. Maybe they bring me referrals. Maybe they never do it. That's fine. She says, no, it's not a bother. I love talking to people. And honestly, she said, I'm kind of a nerd about this stuff. So I love getting into it and helping people understand and learning about it and kind of obsessing over, you know, how to understand the market the best. And that's what you want, right? In somebody who you're hiring for professional services, which is what a realtor is. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take the stress and cost out of health care. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth is the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone. and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Tomorrow at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Unfortunately, we've had a rash of structure fires here lately. Last week, we had 3 structure fires in one day. That's a high number for us here in Escambia County. Usually, we'll go 1 structure fire every 2 days. We'll get the anomaly where we get 2 back-to-back or something like that. But we've been having a lot of structure fires here lately. I think in the past week or so, we've had a 9. And when I say structure fires, I'm talking about actually working structure fires, not smoke in a house or an appliance smoking or anything. I'm talking to the guys that deploy a hose, do a full-on attack on it.
Yeah, this is Eric Gilmore, the Director of Public Safety and a longtime volunteer fireman in the North End, and talking about how 3 in one day. That is an awful lot. Now, Escambia does have a lot of fires. It's one of the things that actually draws people to work at Escambia County Fire Rescue. It draws people particularly who want to work, want to be involved, want to respond. It's sort of a sad thing about our areas. We have so many, and largely because we have so much poverty and because we have older homes, bad wiring, people who, in the winter, they don't, have heating, so they do space heaters. Smoking. The constellation of things that cause fires is high here, and that's why you have such a high risk. About 9 in a short period of time and 3 in a day is an awful lot, for sure.
A lot of it has been due to careless use of heating sources. So everybody just, take your time. I know it's hot. I know, we're under the heat stress right now and everything, but take your time. Make sure you're watching your heat sources and being safe around those. But we've had a huge rash of, structure fires here lately, unfortunately.
No, that is definitely weird and a problem. As far as staffing at Escambia County Fire Rescue, historically, it's been over the last several years, it had been a problem. Same at EMS. The county's working on both, but especially in fire rescue, things have gotten quite a bit better over the last 2 years.
How's our staffing in fire looking these days?
Our staffing's good. So I don't know the actual number. We're down now, but we're on our third round of the cadet program. Good. And we've gotten some good cadets. And 2 of them have finished up, and those guys are actually in houses now. They're actually running the rigs. Fantastic. And everything like that. So I still think we're down around 8 people, and that's because we've had retirement or promotions or things of that nature. So, when people retire and you promote up. But it's not as bad as it was a year and a half ago or a year ago.
Yeah, it's much better now.
Right now in the budget, we've got 21 additional firefighters so far approved in our budget cycle. So October 1, we can hire 21 additional more to help, put some more guys in houses out in the county to help us out with staffing levels.
And having the cadet program and the new training facility that's going to get built over there on Old Chemstrand. These are all good things for Escambia County Fire Rescue. That was with the Coffee with the Commissioner with Jeff Bergosh yesterday. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look around, a little slow in Oriole Beach. It looks like if you are heading westbound, another vehicle crash. I mentioned this a little earlier at Soundtown Leonard and Northeast Street. There is a roadblock. Certainly use caution in that area. Good news is, of course, plenty of side streets to get around. 9 Mile Pied Forest showing an accident but not showing a roadblock this morning. And if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Tyreek Hill says he wants to put what he's calling a boneheaded mistake behind him. The Dolphins wide receiver spoke yesterday about an incident that happened in Miami Beach last month where he allegedly hit an employee at a marina. Now, no charges have been filed against him, and Hill tells reporters he's cooperating with the NFL, and he just wants to focus on football. An 11-year-old girl in Central Florida now facing a felony charge after reporting a fake kidnapping. It happened in Volusia County yesterday. The sheriff's office there says the girl texted 911 and reported a kidnapping, but it was a hoax. Police from across the area responded, began looking for a victim. Then they realized it was fake. Deputies traced the call to the girl. She confessed and said she thought it was a joke. Today is a triple for National Days.
Okay.
We'll start with telling you today is National Chili Dog Day, a staple in America since the 1910s. You can thank Greek and Macedonian immigrants for the meat sauce.
Thank you.
It's also National Creme Brulee Day, French, of course. First appeared in 1691. It's custard with brulee sugar on top. And that brings us to our third. It's National Scotch Day, Scotland's gift to the world from the 15th century. It's going to be a good day. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Right, like, yeah. How is July 27th not some kind of major holiday given that constellation of wonderful food? Now, I don't know that you want to do that all in the same sitting, but chili dog, creme brulee, and some scotch? I'm in on all three.
Yeah, I can smell the heartburn.
That's a good day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, 820. Candy, creme brulee for you? Is that in your top?
No, it looks gross to me. I've never had it.
No.
It looks weird.
They
have that little lighter thing where they...
Yes.
Know.
It's so caramelized. It's brulee.
So no, I'm sure
it
is.
The most amazing thing.
Yeah, it's just, okay.
Why do you... Really?
That upsets you?
It's my favorite dessert. I mean,
creme brulee?
Close tie with tiramisu, but I mean, yes, creme brulee is like, you know, you give me a chance to eat a dessert, that's the one I want. And you just... dismiss it out of contempt.
I brought
for
you
the
an
appearance.
Orange. Dude.
No, you're right. That's fine. All right. All is forgiven. We're still friends for now. 827 on News Radio 92.3.
You can burn too, David.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I have a Florida man story that is actually a California woman story, but you'll see why I say it that way. this is one of those, like, really? Let me just give you the headline. I'll just break you all the news in just telling you what the overall story is. Naked California woman arrested near San Francisco Bay Bridge after shooting at cars, say officials.
That's a Florida man story.
How did they get this one? I'm just going to read it. A naked woman in California was arrested on Tuesday after officials say she began firing her gun at cars near San Francisco's Bay Bridge. Officials with that's not the Golden Gate, that's the other one. Officials with California Highway Patrol said the agency began receiving calls about a reckless driver around 4:40. Same caller later said that the woman got out of her car while still clothed and began yelling at other drivers. And this is, by the way, this is like a, I don't know, 10 lanes, five on each side. Like, it's a huge, you know, highway system on that bridge. She then gets back into her car, stops again just past the toll plaza, gets out, this time completely naked. I mean, that's, listen, skills. You know, she navigates the toll plaza, driving and disrobing.
Tough to do.
Yeah, recognize a skill. A woman begins firing a gun while pointing it at other cars. You know, they show some of the pictures online, but, you know, blurred out kind of, and you're like, that's exactly what's happening here. When the woman was told to drop the firearm, she initially refused, later complied, and was taken into custody. So apparently not had to be tased, which is good. You know, when cops tell you that weird things happen all the time that they have to encounter.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ask them and they're willing, and you ask, just ask your cop buddy, hey, you got any naked arrest stories? They will.
They all do.
They all do.
Yeah.
They all do. Oh, my God.
It's like a butt box on a hospital.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I watch Scrubs.
829 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Governor DeSantis says he doesn't want to be VP. He's an executive. He wants to do things. The reason he got out of Congress and got into being the governor is because he wanted to be able to, you know, take action, make decisions, and accomplish things. And he's like, I'm just not really into being number two. You know, and of course, he couldn't be Trump's VP anyway, as you reminded me earlier today, because they're both from Florida.
Right.
It's not allowed unless one of them relocated somehow or other. So that's not really the case. And just a quick note. We talked earlier with Wes Moreno about this. If you missed it, get it on the podcast on newsradio923.com. But we talked quite a bit about OLF-8. And I know David's been covering it in the news, too. But very interesting about this Live Local Act and SB 102 and how that would have allowed residential in the commercial for apartments for low income.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. It's a better-than-expected report on the nation's economic growth. Cheryl Cassoni with Fox Business.
2.4%, the advanced read for second quarter GDP. Estimate was only for 1.8%. Talk about a strong economy. There goes that recession talk, right? We're thinking we were going to have a slowdown. It's the opposite. 2.4%. This is in the high end of the range that economists were looking for.
And stocks start the day higher on Wall Street. The 13 straight days up for the Dow is the longest streak since 1987. Today, 14 would tie the record set in 1897. Ukraine's military is stepping up a counteroffensive to push Russian troops out of the southeast.
Many watching the troop movements say the goal may be to get through the land corridor between Russia and the Russian-annexed Crimean Peninsula, eventually splitting Russian forces in half and cutting off supply lines.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Ukraine's progress in taking back territory has been slow. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. It's 79, sunny in Pensacola this morning. Senator Rick Scott says President Joe Biden is playing politics with Florida's military presence. He and Senator Marco Rubio, as well as Congressman Matt Gaetz, all scheduled to be on a phone call with Frank Kendall, the Secretary of the Air Force, to discuss programmatic basing actions. They believe that's centered around a plan to move the Air Force Special Operations Command away from Hurlburt Field to Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona.
I think moving any mission out of Okaloosa County is counter to what our vision is for the future. Certainly, it would have an immediate impact as far as the economic outfall in our locality. Changes happen, and we recognize that.
Okaloosa County Commissioner Trey Goodwin, who talked with Channel 3 about the issue on Twitter, Senator Scott says Hurlburt's mission is critical to national security and communities in Northwest Florida. He says they'll fight to protect it. Well, in the wake of recent controversy on Florida's Black history educational standards, the governor says Florida's schools are teaching all history. He says the good, the bad, and the ugly, including injustices like slavery. He says students should be taught the basics in school and educated, but not indoctrinated.
And so that's why we fought to do things like not have gender ideology in kindergarten, where they're telling students that they were born in the wrong body or that their gender is a choice. And we stood up to the left and the media and even big companies down the road here.
And those comments yesterday at the American Legislative Exchange Council meeting in Orlando, the controversy stemming from language in the educational standards that says teachers should inform students that slaves developed skills which in some instances could have been applied for their personal benefit. The design phase at the new Pensacola International Airport terminal getting underway soon. The city's hired EXP US Services to start that process. Deputy Airport Director Ken Eibold says as part of the design and construction, 5 new gates will be added to the 10 they already have.
What it does is it gets us, we expect, probably about 15 years. 20 years into the future, but it allows us to take the next step in building what we look, what we consider to be the ultimate development.
And Eibold says that the ultimate build-out configuration would be about 22, maybe 23 gates for the airport, but he says that would be well into the future. As for now, they're hoping construction on the terminal, the new terminal, could begin by late 2024, possibly early 2025, and Mayor D.C. Reeves has been working to secure funding for that project. Well, the clock is ticking for Pensacola's Bed Bath & Beyond store over at the Cordova Mall. The store closing for the final time this coming Sunday. The brand declared bankruptcy in April, and they've been closing remaining stores across the country since then. Last month, it was the intellectual property of Bed Bath & Beyond was purchased by Overstock.com. So the brand name itself will survive as an online store. For those in our area wanting to get in on the closing sales, options getting limited. The News Journal reporting that shelves have been looking bare and what is left has been going quick. Products discounted between 70 and 90%. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic with Candy.
All right. Not showing a lot. There is an accident downtown that's causing a bit of a backup. It's Leonard and Northeast Street. We're showing a possible roadblock in that area, but plenty of side streets to go around, as we know, from downtown. Pine Forest and Nine Mile showing an accident as well. The accident at Spencer Field and 90 has been cleared, so we're not showing any problems there. And certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in, if you would, 437-1620. This brought to you by FDOT. You can find the traffic info this hurricane season at FL511.com. It's hurricane season. If you're prepared, keep FL511.com and your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after a storm. And of course, we'll have the latest for you, too, around the clock. It's a message from FDOT. Traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine through the morning hours. 20% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. We're going to be seeing a very similar day for your Friday with plenty of sunshine in the morning, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon, high near 93 degrees. Stay connected to the WEAR news team. Download the WEAR TV weather app today. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
79 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Your money now. The market up at the opening bell today. The Dow up 70, 47 at 35, 590, 59. S&P 500 up 36, 55 at 46.03.30. And the NASDAQ up 207, 79 at 14.335.07. 10-year bond rate up at 3.9% today. Gold prices are down at 1460. Or down 1460 at $1,955.50. Silver prices down as well at $24.65 this morning. And Bitcoin up $112.42 at $29,473. The Federal Trade Commission's antitrust lawsuit against Amazon is expected to be finalized as soon as next month. Politico reporting that the wide-ranging suit may challenge a host of the online retailer's business practices. Weekly job claims down for last week. The Department of Labor says first-time unemployment claims were at 221,000, a decrease of 7,000 from the week before. And the Federal Reserve no longer forecasting a recession this year. That's according to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. That after the central bank raised interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point yesterday. He says inflation has gotten better, but there's still a long way to go to get it down to the 2% goal. It is 8:39. Our next news at 9 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so for today, our frivolous topic, the one that's designed not to be based on the news, it's just kind of a distraction or something you could ask a friend or your coworker, maybe coworker friend, child, coworker friend, child. I mean, all these things possible. Question for the day is, you know, everybody's looking at the Powerball numbers and thinking about that kind of thing. So my question is, if you weren't doing what you were doing for a job and you didn't have to worry about money, both, okay? So you could legitimately do the job or the occupation or the business or whatever that just kind of appeals to you as a, I would just love to do that. What would it be? 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy, you better say radio.
With Andrew McKay from 5 to 9 every morning until I'm dead or he's dead, whatever comes first.
Not that
please
there's
buy
a,
every product
not that,
you
that becomes more likely having to do this together, but okay, fine. So if you didn't, 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm just curious. And you can tell me if you want to include like your what you do now and your what you would do. I mean, that might be interesting. You know, I'm an accountant and I would like to be a jet pilot. You know, I mean, that's, I'd love to kind of hear the contrast. Yeah. You know, I will tell you that my answer to this question is going to be super boring. I know in advance, and it is very boring. Okay.
What is it?
No, I'm not going to tell you just yet, but okay. Go ahead, Candy. Do you
Well, I was thinking we have a special guest in studio.
Oh. But
would
yeah.
you like to weigh in on
Ann,
this topic?
Ann Sharpstein, who is our new sales account manager, account consultant.
Yes, it is.
What's the word we're supposed to use for salespeople?
I just ordered your book on Amazon, by the way. It's arriving Sunday. She's written some great books.
Don't say that.
No, I won't, but it's
Johnny
great.
Cash
it
book.
Is a great book.
She wrote a Johnny Cash book, too.
That's the one you ordered.
Yeah, you got an amazing history. Okay, so if you weren't doing radio sales, because you've done a lot of other, you've done a lot of things, and you have to pick something you haven't done.
I would be a travel blogger or blogger, something like that.
Oh, that would be. Yeah. Oh, you got me thinking about that. Okay. Yeah. My wife would, because she would be the, and here's the deal, and here's what you avoid, and here's what you do say, and you know, she'd be very detail-oriented about that. That'd be awesome. All right, very good. And welcome to Pensacola Morning News and the News Radio.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you. She's the coolest person I've ever met.
She really is.
Life. I know. I want to interview you.
Yeah, right, no, she's got a lot of background.
I'm going to be Ann's assistant forever. You know what I would do is I would open an amusement park.
Oh.
For my friends.
Just your friends. And every day we'd play
I
on the rides.
Well, I always thought about that, but Michael Jackson made it weird. You know, like I do want giraffes and a roller coaster, just not.
All right. Yeah, not.
Neverland style, but not.
Everybody above the age of consent. Okay, I gotcha.
Well, and they can bring kids, but not. Yeah.
Okay, so right. I have the actual one for me is, and it's, I mean, I loved what I do. I mean, and I would love teaching. I've taught for a long time. Once upon a time, I thought I might try to open a university.
Open a college?
Yeah, to teach people all the things that you don't learn at school, which would be, you know, like how to manage money, how to have good
financial
relationships,
literacy.
Theology,
that's a great idea.
You know, like all of the stuff that they don't teach you in school that is like really crucial stuff for your life. I always thought that would be the idea. That would be a kind of a cool thing to do.
That's what I meant to say. Right. Yeah.
437-1620.
I want to buy a Tilt-A-Whirl.
I will say one that I hadn't been thinking of, though you made me think of this, is there's this amazing place in St. Louis called the City Museum.
Yep.
That's like if you gave all the artists all the money and an old building to make a child amusement park with tunnels and things, this is what they would build. And that is what they built. Like it's exact. And I would I would build one of those and run it. Like that is one of the coolest places. I'd love to have one of those here in Pensacola. Okay, somebody here says, let's see, 437-1620. I would work at animal rescue. Okay. All right, cool. Somebody here says, let's see, I would become a professional fisherman and a competitive shooter. Oh. All right, cool. I said right now he's a semi-retired student. Somebody here says, oh, can I say who this is?
Would you?
Yeah, John Hutchinson, our favorite former Gulf Power executive and man around town who
love
knows everybody and does
him.
Everything and is amazing and plays guitar and all this stuff.
And my favorite host of the show.
Fishing show host.
John, you should do that. I will run your board for free.
We should do a segment. I mean, I'll give you a chance to just come in and talk about fish for some time. That'd
I would
be fun.
Love
yeah.
that. Yeah.
What was that thing you said before, though?
About what?
Nothing. 437-1620. Oh, and this is kind of like your answer. Somebody says, I would like to be a professional traveler.
Yeah.
Like that. Somebody here says, a stunt car driver. Oh.
It does look fun. I love Death Proof.
I would be the... But see, stunt cars means crashing it all the time.
Yeah, with a stunt car that has a cage in it.
I'm not trying to, you know, poo-poo your dream or anything. I just, for me, you know, race car driver, maybe. or stunt fast car driver. But the crashing thing, I'm
not. You're
not
a demolition
crashing.
Derby guy?
Not when it's me in there.
Oh,
no,
yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Also, demolition derbies are always disappointing. They're always very slow, and it's just a bunch of beaters bumping into each other with concrete in the trunk. Yeah. Somebody here says, I would purchase a minor league hockey team and manage that team. Hint, hint. Somebody, no, I'm adding the hint in. At 71,
is that Mel?
I have it. No. Ouch. Wow. Good. Deep cut. I had 71. I have a little business called Scoop the Poop, but I'd really like to be a full-time grandma. Oh, I like that.
I love that.
A bookstore owner. Oh, if you didn't have to worry about the money, I'd be a used bookstore. Not new bookstore, used bookstore. Because mm-hmm.
I love
the
smell.
Yes! Yes! 437-1620. We'll come back to this in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, come on. All right, this brought to you by Gulf Breeze News. It's your community newspaper. Watching an accident downtown at Leonard and Northeast Street. They're saying that there's a roadblock. And good news is there is plenty of side streets, of course, downtown to go around. But use caution. It does look pretty busy in that area. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
437-1620. Back to the text here on what people would do if you didn't have to worry about the money, weren't worried about money or you're financially taken care of, and you're not what you're currently doing, right? Somebody says, I would live in a van down by the river. I think they're not alone. There's a lot of people that just give me a mobile home or a trailer and a fish camp and I'm good. Somebody here says, I'd be a missionary in South Africa. Oh, wow. Surgical nurse. I never thought I was smart enough to pass the school, but I do love my accounting job. That's a big shift. Wow.
That's great.
Plus, what a service heart, right?
That's a wonderful service
somebody
heart.
Somebody here
says,
let's see, I would do radio, college sports coach. Fantastic. I love that.
Come
I mean,
do
there's
it.
No jobs here, but no. well, we actually are always
there's
hiring.
There's one.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Family-friendly, goofy golf owner and operator. Oh, that'd be fun. Mm-hmm. If you didn't, you'd have to worry about the money. You'd make holes that were like, I don't know. It'd be challenging and difficult and maybe just a little bit dangerous. You know, like there'd be real like adventure involved in the miniature golf.
Like where you have to like use scaffolding.
Didn't you see the, what was this? Is it? What's the show that Rob Riggle hosts? I can't think of it. Where they're doing?
He hosts a show.
Yeah, it's a golf goof. It's a miniature golf thing, and I like that kind of a setup.
Hey,
where,
that'd be neat.
You know, it's like a combination of Wipeout and miniature golf, where you could get, you know, you miss the putt, you get punched in the face with a big mitt or something like that.
There it is.
Somebody here says, 437-1620. I would be MLB commissioner because Rob Manfred is horrible.
That's true. I'd take over Roger Goodell's job. That's great.
Oh, I got to save this one for the end. This is the best one we've got yet.
Oh.
437-1620. Oh, I got to come. No, I'll lose it in the text thread. Somebody says if they didn't have to worry about the money and they had to do something different, they'd want to be mayor of Milton.
I want to be the city attorney.
Oh, stop.
All right.
Some of these jobs may be open soon. See, somebody says, I'd have 5 tiny home cottages on a small mountain with an overlooking a scenic river, each uniquely designed to rent. Oh, that's interesting. A little community of VRBOs. I can't.
Here, I'll read it. I would like to be that. Okay.
Go ahead.
I would like to be that bag of cocaine found in the White House that no one knows where they came from. I just popped out.
Random. Somebody says I'd like to be the new Anthony Bourdain. We have a lot of that. I'd like to be a UFO investigator.
Yeah, you are.
I'd like to live on my sailboat, which I don't have, and sail the seven seas. Somebody says they'd like to be a full-time suicide prevention counselor.
That's wonderful.
A volunteer. Hey, I'm sure there's opportunities to learn. You can learn how to be a trauma interventionist. I would open an adult swim. Oh, we got another person who wants to be Milton City Manager.
Hey, man, that job is open.
That job actually is
That's
open.
That's right. Except it's not a million. It's what, 130,000?
Yeah, it doesn't.
How do we know that?
It pays okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. 437-1620. Would you, though?
Do you have to have the experience? You probably do.
You have to actually be a city manager.
I couldn't just go over there and be like, you know what? I'm going to crack some skulls.
Somebody here says, I would open a Southern style food truck in Kauai. You would do all right. And by the way, I do have one other one. I don't know if I say this out loud, but I was thinking about this last night when I was thinking about the topic. You know, what would I do if? Can't be a teacher, can't be a waiter, bartender, can't be a talk show host. What would I do? Pastor. But I am not being a pastor unless God drags me into it. And I have always said, of course, I said I would never do local news in the South in the mornings. Hey, yay. Here we are. And you never know what God's going to do in your life. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, timid. Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality cars if you're getting ready for that next vehicle. They're like new. They're a year, they're two, they're 3 years old. They're low miles, great condition, good prices. And here's the thing. I mean, a lot of people have used cars, okay? But how much do they stand by their product that they will actively call you 6 months and a year after you buy the car to make sure everything's okay? Well, that's Frontier. And I know because they did that with me. Like, we bought a car, and, you know, used car purchasing is not always the most pleasant experience, and it really was easy and simple and wonderful. And then they called me 6 months later. Anything wrong with the car? No. Year? Anything wrong with the car? One key? We'll bring it in. Yeah, how much? Nothing. It's on us. You bought a car expecting two keys, you get two keys. Okay. On us? I mean, 10 minutes later, I had a key. It was that easy. Who does that? What used car place follows up with you a year after the sale to see if there's anything they can do for you on the car you bought from a year ago? Well, Frontier does, because they did it with me. I'm just saying, that's the kind of place where I would go back again and again, because they stand by their products. Serving the Pensacola community more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Local radio station, WNRP News, Radio 92.3 FM and 1620 AM. Nominated as a finalist for the National Association of Broadcasting Marconi Award. That's for Radio Station of the Year. One of only five finalists for medium-sized markets. The Marconi Awards honor stations for overall excellence in radio. The winner will be named at an award show on October 25th in New York City.
Boy, did we fool them. 855 on News Radio 92.3. Informative local Marconi finalist for Station of the Year. Candy wrote the submission. Well done.
Hey, thank you
very
much.
So I think you get
well
a lot of credit for that
you.
As well.
It's easy to write about stuff you're passionate about.
Oh, man, I love it. It's neat. It really is neat. Thank you for all the love from Channel 3, WEAR. That's Bob Solarski yesterday talking about that. You know, what's always funny, though, is you get all this stuff and you get kudos and attaboys and way to goes. And then you have other moments. Other moments at the same time that where you find stuff out and you're like, oh, okay. Like, you know, earlier this week, actually, Milton learned that not everybody apparently is a listener.
In fact, make Mr. Collins an offer of $135,000 as he indicated to Andrew McKay last night. I'm sorry, I don't know who Andrew McKay is.
That is my favorite of all time. Oh, but then I was on this transportation planning organization meeting where they were talking about the advanced traffic management system. I know, super nerd stuff. I don't care. I was there. And I logged into this thing just kind of to watch because I was curious what they would tell me. And it turned out to be, no offense to the participants, but the most boring meeting I have ever watched. I got updates, but like nothing I can share with you particularly. You wouldn't care. They're building the thing, okay? But in the course of that conversation right at the beginning, he was going through and welcoming all the participants.
ECRC, Joe Nobles, Ada Clark. Anyone else? Santa Rosa. Z is on, as well as John Haney. And then Andrew McKay as well. Remind me, Andrew, what organization you're with.
And I clicked on my mic. I'm like, media.
God, I have so many good sweepers I can make.
Oh, I know. Hey, there's always more audience to grab. 857 on News. You know, you can feel really big and then you can feel really small all at the same time. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It looks like it's backing up on Pace again as they work on the utility pole. So it's backed up on Pace. This is eastbound, of course, right near, Fairfield. At Pace. Fairfield is backed up almost to W Street once again as they work on the utility poles on Fairfield, but it's at the intersection of Pace and Fairfield. Caution wherever you are if you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We got a really sweet text in. Somebody says they aspire to be a news radio host, hoping they could be half as good as Andrew and half as good as Candy working the board, and maybe one day. And Candy wrote back, no problem, we're hiring.
Yeah, I'll teach you.
It's not as hard as you think. Oh,
well,
man.
Your job is.
Well, it's just time consuming. Lots of time consuming. I mean, I'm the guy who watches the TPO, Advanced Traffic Management System meeting. All right, 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for
Thursday. Yeah, future news. Right, Thursday.
It is. Sorry, Thursday. That's right. Well done.
See, easy.
First SOW, AFSOC at Hurlburt, the Air Force Special Operations Command. That, you know, the Spookies, the Ospreys, the Special Operators, the Commandos. Is that going to stay or move to Arizona?
Stay?
I hope it stays, man. That's like 15,000-16,000 people. That would be devastating. And also, it should be here. Like, it makes all the sense in the world for it to be here. OLF-8, are we basically going to move ahead with this deal, and will the master plan basically remain intact despite them asking for some concessions on that?
Yes.
I think so. I think that, it's going to be up to them ultimately, but I think they want to build the houses, and the plan as it is makes sense to me. Will we be able to stop NOAA from implementing this very restrictive deep water boating speed
should?
And nighttime rule? Do you think we'll be able to stop them from doing this?
No.
Oh, I think, I hope. God, I think this is really bad for the deep sea fishermen and the commercial fishermen and the charters and all that. And
there's plenty of fish.
Well,
go around, just go sideways.
There's a reason they go to the deep parts.
I know.
Mitch McConnell, is he going to be okay?
I think he'll be okay. Yeah, that was scary.
So. That was super creepy. I feel awful for the guy, and certainly I hope that, you know, I certainly we hope that he's okay.